ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट नंबर 38. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As the name and fame of a particular body is finished with the disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if you do not look upon us, all our fame and activities, along with the Pandavas and Yadus, will end at once. Amagyana timirandasya janagana salakrayam chaksuj viritam jena tasmai shri gravena maha Shri Chaitanya Manabhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutala Swayam Rupakaramaya Radati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we want to follow in the footsteps of Queen Kunti and always be dependent on Krishna. This is one of the items of surrender, the six items of surrender. One is always to be dependent on the guidance of the Lord, thinking oneself very meek and humble. So, what is the difficulty? Why we can't do like that? Difficulty is, we are, due to contact with the mode of passion, the false identity or the ego identifies falsely with this material nature, and then we think that we're the doer. So therefore, we have to come out of this passion with the proper use of intelligence to see that our real position is spiritual, and it's dependent. So much so that we can't even breathe without the, you can say, sanction of higher authorities. We can't do anything. Really, our only choice is, only thing we can do, is either turn to God or turn away from God. That much independence we have. Otherwise, we're completely dependent in every space. But if we choose to be dependent on the Lord directly, then our position is very glorious. But we've chosen to be independent of the Lord, therefore we're in an awkward situation. The laws are conditioning us at every step. So, as we've chosen to become independent of the Lord, although of course we can't actually become independent, but we've chosen to imagine that we can be independent of the Lord. We can also choose to become consciously dependent on the Lord. That's within our hand. Because we are living entities, we have desire, so we can desire to surrender. But that then after, the, I mean, everything then is dependent on the Lord. In other words, man proposes, God disposes. We can propose to be completely under the guidance of the Lord, or we can propose not to. So that's a significant independence. But we're not independent in the, in other words, Bhagavad Gita says that we have a right to work, but we're not entitled to the result of the work. We're active, and we have desire by constitution, soul. So we can act, but we can desire as we like. But the result of that desire, the result of that action, well, we can't determine. It's up to some superior authorities. But with our intelligence, which is a third feature, we're mentioning activity, desire, there's also intelligence. So intelligence is developed in this human form of life. Why? That's why we say there's some urgency, why we're preaching, especially to human beings, because they can, with their intelligence, see this dilemma that they're in and this choice that they have, real choice, not a false choice, but a real choice of using, of desiring and acting in relationship to the Lord, which is in their hand, then they can be make a solution to this problem. Therefore we say the first intelligence is to see that there's a problem. The animal won't see there's any problem. They think this is just natural. And most human beings are in the same consciousness. If you ask the old man, well, aren't you, isn't this wrong that you have to grow old like this? He'll say, no, this is natural. Everybody thinks this is just natural. This is the nature. So they don't know that this is not natural. This is the disease condition. It's like somebody may be sick for so long, they think this is where everybody is. But we know there's healthy people. Similarly, we know by the information given to us by Guru Sadhu Shastra that there are spiritual planets and spiritual living entities who are existing in a joyful position in relationship with the Lord, exchanging loving affairs. This is a real knowledge. But in this material world, we have no such information. Materialists are bereft of this knowledge. Therefore, those who have been fortunate enough to receive this knowledge by the mercy of the superior, especially Srila Prabhupada's mercy, then we should feel obliged to assist Prabhupada in expanding this knowledge. Why should Prabhupada emphasize the book distribution? Because this is the effective way of distributing this knowledge. But not only book distribution, we can have, Prabhupada wanted a cultural revolution, we can have nice theater and plays depicting these. This is a very effective way to go into people's hearts. If we can make a big auditorium full of hundreds of people, thousands of people to come and see the Krishna conscious play, they'll be very much affected if it's done very nicely. And we see practically that if we distribute our nice prasadam even to the poor people, they'll be affected. We can go in any neighborhood, give prasadam and chant Hare Krishna, and there'll be some result. So it's not just the books, but the books of course are the basis, you can say. They're essential, but we can have food for life, we can have theater, we can have kirtan, harinam. But all these things, of course, the book should be available. Prabhupada was always mentioning on this point, we would go to a life member's house or someplace, he would always want his books to be there, so thoughtful people can examine and go a little deeper in their own privacy of their own house. And that's why we're a little disappointed last night, nobody took any books. New people were here. But we have to at least have the book table open, and we should encourage them. Please, this is something substantial. So all these other activities, but the book distribution can go along with it. They complement each other. On Harinam, somebody can be there with some books, some magazines. In the theater, there can be a book table or bookstore in the same building. In this way, we can make a cultural revolution. This is what Prabhupada wanted. He didn't want us to just be some kind of cult. He wanted us to penetrate society. But that requires our purity. Purity is the force. So therefore, it begins by having strict sadhana. And then our purity will be strong, and we won't be, you can say, led astray by the illusory energy. The illusory energy is so powerful here in this material world, it can easily divert us from this mission. So we should begin by having strict sadhana, and then Krishna will give us intelligence how to spread this mission in such a way that thousands of people can take it up. That was Prabhupada's vision. He didn't want just a few people chanting Hare Krishna. He wanted the whole world to be introduced to Krishna consciousness. So we have that capacity if we agree to be used nicely by Prabhupada. So this again brings us to the point that we originally began with, which is that... Where are we? What verse? 38. That Queen Kunti is feeling herself dependent, not proud, although she's the mother of the Pandavas. Now the Pandavas are successful. It's like I was mentioning last night, people want to have successful children so that they can talk up to their friends and feel very proud that their life has been successful because they produced such nice children. This is the consciousness. So Queen Kunti is certainly in that position. She's produced five great heroes. So she could easily just be complacent and satisfied in that because wherever she goes, she's respected as the mother of the Pandavas. But she's not taking shelter of that mundane fame. She's seeing that this is not really a shelter, but the real shelter is Krishna. So, if we keep that mentality, then we can do something wonderful for Prabhupada. We can spread this mission in a very intelligent, organized way to make a big impression on the world. This was Prabhupada's idea. Especially for Americans, he said, what is the use of being American if you don't do something wonderful? But we can do something wonderful, but we have to be intelligent and organized. Prabhupada told Giriraj this. The story was that in the last days, Giriraj Maharaj was there, and like 1 o'clock at night, Prabhupada sent his secretary, wake up Giriraj, I want to speak to him. So he came and told him. These are two things he said. But first he asked him, he said, after I leave, do you think this mission will continue? And Giriraj said, yes, Shri Prabhupada, if you're very soberly he thought, and he said, yes, Prabhupada, if your disciples follow nicely, you can continue. And Prabhupada said, yes, but there must be intelligence and organization for the mission, because it's not an individual thing. We want to cooperate, then there has to be organization, and therefore it has to be done very intelligently. Otherwise, without having intelligence, we won't be able to organize nicely. Even we may want to. So intelligence, again, comes to the point of being strict in our own sadhana. Like Prabhupada said, if one is following nicely, chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds, following Varaya principles, then the management will be at the fingertips. Management is not so difficult. It simply means to do the needful. So that won't be so difficult if we have this strong sadhana. Okay, any questions?